Let's discuss nutrition. Nutrition is vitally important. And at the top of the food chain, pun intended, we have air, water as nutrition, and love. Love is nourishment. Now, I'm not going to cover off on those today, but there is a link in between air, water, and love with minerals. And we're going to discuss today the importance of minerals, what happens if you're minerally depleted, and most Americans are most of the time, what Dr. Linus Pauling, who's a PhD and won the Nobel Prize 2 times, says about minerals and the importance of them, why we do not receive enough minerals, and why Himalayan salt is a big part of the solution to the deficit in minerals 99% of Americans have in their diet. And I'm going to explain all that in detail. And also, how minerals help us with the nutrients of both oxygen and water. And even love. How minerals help us with love. Doesn't get any better than that, folks. Okay, let's take a step back in time to, I believe it was the 1980s, when Dr. Linus Pauling said this, and by the way, he's known for his research with vitamin C, and he won 2 Nobel Prizes. He's the only man in medicine who won 2 Nobel Prizes as an individual in medicine, so he's a very brilliant scientist. Here's what Dr. Pauling said, quote, "You can trace every sickness, every disease, every ailment, ultimately to a mineral deficiency," unquote. What he's saying, in a nutshell, is you cannot be sick with a chronic condition or a disease like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, without having a mineral deficiency. Now, there's a lot of people out there who understand that there's 100,000 chemicals in our environment, including pesticides, herbicides, and heavy metals. And these are causing disease, yes. However, in the tests done on both animals and humans and cadavers, everybody that died had mineral deficiencies. And in most cases, massive mineral deficiencies. There's a lot of confusion out there, folks. A lot of misleading data on what minerals are and what they're not. The truth is, some minerals, when you go to the store to acquire them, are in a format that are unusable to the human body. So I'd like to give you a quote by Gabriel Cousins, because he very succinctly defines what a mineral is. And just so you know who this great medical doctor and scientist is, he's written 12 books. He's got 3 best-selling books. One is the best book ever written on the cure for diabetes, and I'm referring to type 2 diabetes. I could go on and on about that. That book has been out about 4 to 5 years now. Becoming Depression Free, and then a book on conscious eating. He's written at least eight or nine other books. Dr. Cousins, in my opinion, bridges the gap, the knowledge and wisdom between medicine, food, consciousness, minerals, and energy. He says this about minerals, and I quote him, please listen carefully. Minerals are frequencies of light, frequencies of information, and frequencies of creation for the material world in which we live. Minerals activate the vitamins. Minerals activate all the enzymatic reactions in the body. They activate all the organ structures. They are the builders of the body's systems. Minerals are the basis of all the organ and cellular structures of the body. Minerals take us to the very formation of life. In other words, folks, it doesn't matter what the medical establishment calls it. You know, they have 8,000 names for health conditions and diseases. 8,000. It doesn't matter if it's asthma, liver disease, heart disease, diabetes, chronic fatigue, sinusitis, gastrointestinal inflammation, gastritis. Doesn't matter what they call it, folks. All of it has, as a result, a mineral deficiency. So you increase the minerals, and guess what? You increase the body's speed of healing. You increase the body's ability to restore function. What function? Liver function, heart function, brain function. Anybody out there have ADD? A foggy mind? A lack of clarity at 7 o'clock at night? Do you have trouble getting up in the morning? Do you struggle to get out of bed and then drink 1 to 3 cups of coffee? Minerals can restore function, ranging from energy and vitality to clarity of brain function. So there you have it. Minerals are the core of restoring every function in the body. So I'd like to say this. Most of the minerals you get at the health food store are very unusable and very difficult to absorb and assimilate at a cell level in the body. Let me repeat that. Most of the minerals in the health food store are largely unusable to the body. What's the solution? Himalayan salt. Why Himalayan salt? Because it's in a very small particle size called nano-sized particles, and it's usable at a cell level. Now, why haven't you been told this before? Well, the pharmaceutical industry is a multi-billion dollar, if not trillion dollar industry. The supplement industry is a big, huge industry. Most of the supplements do not work. They don't want you to know this. The money that's backing the pharmaceutical industry and the supplement industry, I'm not going to name names or companies, but the big money doesn't want you to know this. Himalayan salt has been processed by 200 million years of Earth energy into very small nano-sized particles, which sea salt doesn't have. It means it's usable. That's a big part of the solution to the mineral deficit. Now, why are you minerally deficit? Why do you have a mineral deficit in your body? I'm going to explain that in a moment. I'm going to share a story with you. Please be patient. The story is going to be very meaningful in the form I give it to you. A group of scientists came together. They were agricultural scientists, PhD level. They were very concerned. They said, based on our testing of the soil, 99% of the soil in the United States of America is not deficient of minerals, massively deficient of minerals. Did you know that in history, farmers moved their land every 8 to 10 years because the soil was depleted of minerals? The only time they didn't move every 8 to, say, 12 years was if they had an annual flood. That's why, for example, if you check history, there was a rich farmland between the Tigris and Euphrates River in what we call central Iraq, because the floodwaters would rise and the floods would have minerals dissolved in water and would re-nourish the soil. So the farmland in the United States, especially up and down the Mississippi and other major waterways, has been worked on by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers with a series of dikes, floodplains, and other things to prevent farmland from being flooded, because it creates havoc in the modern world. That also prevents the renewal of the farmland. Most farmland in the United States has been farmed for 100 plus years. The farmland that's been activated in the last 100 plus years, almost all of it's been farmed for at least 40 to 50 years. There's no minerals left in the soil. This was reported to a joint session of U.S. Congress. They reported in this study that 99% of all the Americans, besides the soil being massively deficient, 99% of all Americans were starving. 99% starving. Starving of what? Not calories. In other words, they're walking around at a normal weight, or they're walking around overweight, or walking around obese, but they're starving for minerals. Now here's the rest of the story. I want you in your mind to think what year this was occurring. And I'm going to blow your mind. What year do you think this was occurring? Okay, do you have your year in mind? It wasn't 20 years ago. Wasn't even 40 years ago. This was 1936. You can look it up. It's called Senate Document 264 from 1936. And I quote right from the document, from this group of PhD level agricultural scientists, 1936, quote, "Foods grown on millions of acres of land no longer contain enough minerals and are starving us. 99% of the American population is very deficient in minerals due to the poor quality of the soil. And, I'm just going to add to it, this is outside the quote, has very serious nutritional deficiencies. Note this. Science has shown conclusively that if you lack 23 minerals, which includes 7 very important trace ones, proper organ functioning will not occur, and this will potentially cause a disease condition to manifest. These scientists further reported that they expected to see a burgeoning of disease conditions, and in fact, they labeled it a future epidemic of disease was coming, and they thought it would be in one generation. Well, they underestimated the resourcefulness of the human body to endure, and it didn't take one generation, it took several, didn't it? What we see right now is a massive epidemic of disease. It's been estimated by some doctors who've been doing clinical work for 30 to 50 years that just about everybody in the United States of America over the age of 40 has a disease condition, whether it's been diagnosed or not. Even if you just call it chronic fatigue. Chronic fatigue was not a normal condition 120 years ago. So that's what's going on with the soil. So what's the solution? The solution is everybody needs to take a mineral supplement. It's no longer a value to say, hey, I'm off the mass-produced farm food. I'm no longer taking the produce that's not labeled organic. I only eat organic, so I'm getting more nutrition, aren't I? Well, yes, you are. But you're still operating on a 99% mineral deficiency. Even if you're taking mineral supplements, folks, check calcium in your supplement. Most supplements have calcium carbonate. It's 80 to 90% unusable to the body. You get good nano cell-ready calcium in Himalayan. Now, you still want to supplement because Himalayan has 84 minerals, but it's the foundational basic. Everybody that comes to me with a health condition, honest to God, the first two things I get them on is good quality water, at least an ounce per pound of body weight per day. So a 160-pound man, that's 80 ounces of water. 120-pound woman, that's a half gallon of water. Better to have two-thirds. So a 200-pound man would be on a gallon of water a day. Did you hear that? 200-pound man, gallon of water a day. 150-pound woman, you're looking at minimum 3 quarts a day for a 150-pound woman. 3 quarts is going to be 96 ounces. And Himalayan in at least 2 glassfuls in a day. Start out with 1 glass and work your way up to 2. So we're going to continue with the So Well blog radio. Again, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm Walt Ingvallstad, your wellness coach and integrative therapeutic specialist. And I specialize in detox, nutrition, and energy medicine for the human body. And it's important to integrate this across body, mind, and spirit with an eye upon balancing the emotions. Have a wonderful day, folks.